Be'emes, the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot themselves, they carry themselves. The days are busy days, special days, full of Kedusha between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, going from Tzrich Mechil of Yom Kippur into the Yom Tov of Sukkot. And Wa'isik B'mitzvahs, constantly busy. If you ask anybody, are you ready for Yom Tov yet? I have this, I don't have that, I almost have, I'm almost ready. It's a big avodah. Okay. Everyone knows the famous medrash. The pasuk says, "Wakachta mechem b'yom harishoin." And the medrash asks, "V'chi rishoin? Is it b'yom harishoin? Is Yom Tov on the first day? Havoy tesvavu? It's on the 15th day of the month, not the first day." And the medrash gives his famous answer: "Rishoin lecheshbon avodos. It's the first for cheshbon avodos. For the cheshbon of averos, b'yom rishoin is the first of the cheshbon of the averos." The medrash at first glance has no pshat. What does it mean, rishoin lecheshbon avodos? So the Veil says over, the Veil says the Pshat over, the Pshat is, because between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, there's no time to do Averis. Everyone's busy running around, and everyone's Torahed, everyone's busy. Yom Tov time, a person sits down a little bit, there's a little Menuchas HaNefesh, so a person has to be careful. That's the Rishon L'Cheshbon, L'Cheshbon Avonis. Oh, a nice little vart. It goes a little deeper though. It goes a lot deeper. A person just came off of Yom Kippur. Person just finished a yoyim slicha mechila b'kapara. How much did he take out of Yom Kippur? How much did he take out of Yom Kippur? How much remains with him after Yom Kippur? After Yom Kippur is over, the days that are after Yom Kippur, did he fall down right away? Did he fall to do averis right away, or a person can hold himself? Nosav Vachtovel Zatzal, the Lakewood Mashkiach, explains very nicely. Rishon and Cheshbon Avinos. What's the first Aveira? The first Aveira that a person does after Yom Kippur shows where he's holding. That shows where he's holding. What did Yom Kippur accomplish for you? You want to know what Yom Kippur accomplished? Look at where you're holding after Yom Kippur. Where did you fall? Where did you fall? If you fell the same way you did before, you're back in the same rot, the same trap you were before, something's missing. It's the Rishon and Cheshbon Avodos. You want to know what kind of a year you're going to have. You want to know where you're holding. Look at the first Aveira that a person does after Yom Kippur. And then you understand what madriga you're on. After Yom Slicha, Mechila, the Kapara, how did you fall? Where did the Yitzhar chap you on? If he chapped you the same way he got you before Yom Kippur, something's missing. A person after Yom Kippur should be on a different level. Where's a person headed? What direction is he heading? You want to know what direction a person's heading in? Look at the first Aveira that he did after Yom Kippur. The first Aveira that he fell, he did after Yom Kippur. That's the Rishon for the Cheshbon of all the Averis that are coming. That shows where he's holding. A person who worked on himself and used Yom Kippur properly, he's on a much higher level than he was before Yom Kippur. It's Rishon of the Cheshbon, Cheshbon Avonis. From the Baditshiva, there's a Tayyar of Art. He says, what's the Pshat Rishon of the Cheshbon Avonis? Because the Gemara in Yuma Peivav, the Gemara tells us, that Shuvah Meyira, but a person does Shuvah out of fear, he's afraid of an Einish, he's afraid of being punished. A person does Shuvah out of Yira, Zedainois, Nasas, like a Shgalois. The Averis that did be mazed become like Shgalois, become like an Averis that did be Shagig. The Averis are knocked down a level to a Shagig. But one who does Shuvah Meyava, does Shuvah out of love, Zedainois, Nasas, like a Shuyois. His Averis become like Shuyois, become like Mitzvahs, become like Mitzvahs. Which we'll explain in a minute. Says the Badishiva, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a person does tshuva out of Yira. Eimas Hadin, Yom Hadin, a person's afraid. Is Eimas Hadin on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The tshuva's miyira. Tshuva's miyira is a various only became kishkagos. Sukkos is Zman Simchaseinu. Sukkos is man of Simcha, is man of Ava. It's a time where we show our love towards Hashem by doing the mitzvahs, the Ula, the Esrig, Sukkah, it's all in of Ava. Do tshuva out of love. Tshuva mi'ava is a dainois nasis loik is a chuyois. V'meila, Sukkot is rishon in cheshbon avinois. The first for the cheshbon, because up until now, a person doesn't want to even look back and count his averis, because they're still here. They may not be zainois, they may be shkagois. But when it comes now, Sukkot, a person serves Hashem out of ava, out of love, does tshuva mi'ava, all the averis suddenly becomes a chuyois. If it becomes a chuyois, mitzvahs, now a person runs the count, how many mitzvahs does he have? So Rishon and Cheshbon Avodos. The Shem Yishmul is mazbe very nicely. What's the pshat? How do averis become mitzvahs? What happens? Suddenly overnight, person does tshuva, everything he did wrong, it was black, and now it turns white. Well, how does it work? What happens? And he says the idea is that the zedainos sometimes are the catalyst, the cause that a person does tshuva. He says, okay, you have two friends, and they move away from each other, they go away. So they feel the break between them, they feel lonely, he's missing his friend, he misses his relative. But as long as he's not that far away, it doesn't bother him too much, because he knows he could pick up the phone, he knows he could travel, he could see him. But the distance between them is so great, they're so far away, and he knows that he has no way of coming close to him, then he feels so far away, he says, I have to find a way to make the connection again. I have to find a way to bring myself back. As long as he's not that far away, okay, maybe he's satisfied with the way that it is. But when they're so far away, I have to find a way to bring the connection back. When a person did a various bemazed, the connection between him and Hashem is so far away, it's so broken, it's so far away, it bothers him so much. How could I have fallen so far? How could I have done such an avarice? And because he feels so far away, he feels a need to return, to come back. So the zedainos, the avarice, are the catalyst, or the cause of his returning, of coming back. Since the zedainos cause him to return, cause him to come back, in effect, nasas loikas luyos. Because the avarice themselves, the fact he was so far away, that causes him the cheshik and the desire to return, to come back. So they have a chelik in his returning and his doing tshuva. Another pshat that they say over in Zedonis Nasas Leikas Chuyos is that sometimes a person could learn from the way he does an Aveira how to do mitzvahs. A person says to himself, I have no kayach. I can't go out to work at night. I can't go to Shachas in the morning. I can't do this mitzvah. I can't do that chesed. But a person looks at his Aveira and says, oh, look what I did. For this Aveira, I had kayach. For that Aveira, I was able to run here. For this Aveira, I found the time. For this Aveira, sleep didn't bother me. I went to sleep late. I woke up early. For that Aveira, I had all the kayaches in the world. And he takes the lessons that he learns from the Aveira, the kayaches that he sees that he has from the Aveira, and the cheshik he has from the Aveira, and he turns that around, and he uses it for a mitzvah. He takes the cause of the Aveira, and he saw what it could do to him, and saw what an effect it has on him, he turns it around, he uses it for a mitzvah. So now it all turns into schuyos. Because he learned from the Aveira how to serve Hashem. He learned from the Aveira what he could do, what he could accomplish. Vaharaya, you can't stay up so late at night. When it came to Yen Aveira, you had no problem. Can't wake up early in the morning, for that Aveira was no problem. You can't find time to help somebody. For the Aveira, you had time to go and cause somebody trouble. For that, you had the time. From the Aveira itself, Nasas Leikas Chuyos. The Aveira itself teaches him. The Aveira itself turns into a mitzvah. Meila, it's Rishon L'Chesh Ben Avonis, because when a person does Teshuvah Ad Ava, he takes what he, the Kaychas of the Aveira, the Eitzahara, he turns it around into a mitzvah. This Donis Nasas Leikas Chuyos. Rishon L'Chesh Ben Avonis. The Gemara in Sukkot, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya, Kishayinu Smeichim Simchas Beis HaSheiva. When we rejoice, we were happy. Simchas Beis HaSheiva, Lareinu Shina Beineinu. We didn't see sleep with our eyes. We didn't sleep. We were up a whole night, Simchas Beis HaSheiva. Fretach Sam Seifer, Ksav Seifer says, B'shem his father also, what's pshat? We didn't see sleep. Did anyone ever see sleep? Did you ever see sleep? I never saw sleep. So I care. But a person sleeps, his eyes are closed. Usually, okay, you can sleep with your eyes open, but most of us sleep with our eyes closed. What does it mean, Lareinu Shina Beinim? We didn't see sleep with our eyes. Did anybody ever see sleep? Says Chasam Sofer, says Chasam Sofer. A person could be awake and be asleep at the same time. If a person sits and he wastes his time, he sits and he battles away and he wastes away his time, it's like he's sleeping. A person, Yoshiva Bottle, it's like he's sleeping. Lareinu Shina, even though we were up a whole night with Simchas Beis HaSheiva, we weren't stam, it wasn't batala. Fakert, we were Isaac in mitzvahs, and Isaac in praising Hashem the entire time. Lareinu Shina, we didn't see sleep. Of course it means we didn't go to sleep physically. But not only that, but when we were awake, we used every minute that we had, and we didn't waste any time at all. Such a sleep a person could see. He sits, and he's bodily, he wastes his time. We didn't see sleep with our eyes. We didn't waste a second. Lareinu Shina Beineinu. We were up. We used our time properly. You know, people have the expression, kill time. I have to kill time. Kill time. So, always bother me. If you want to kill something, or it's Seach kills. We don't kill time. Time is the biggest present that Hashem gave a person. A person could accomplish a lot with his time. Good. People need a break, a recess. Fine. But use the time wisely. Don't kill time.
Time is meant to be used. Time is short, and the older person gets, the faster time goes. At least that's how I see it. The older, it goes much faster. The days go by. Everything goes by much faster. The older person gets, time flies. Expression they say, time flies by. Use it. Don't see sleep with our eyes. Don't let the time go by. Use the time wisely. Especially if Yom Tov, Chomoy, the person has time. Use it. Use it the proper way. Okay. We know the Ushpizin come to the Sukkah. We say, we invite the Ushpizin in. We say the Tvila, invite the Ushpizin in. And so on and so on. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David, whichever order the person follows. We invite the Ushpizin in. We have the Ushpizin coming to the Sukkah. The Sukkah is called Tzilut V'Musa, the shade, the shadow of Amunah. The Shechin is in the Sukkah. The Sukkah is a Machom Kodesh. The Sukkah is a holy place. Machom Shel Mitzvah. Say over a marshal that there was once a Yid, and he had Tzaris, and the judge was going to throw him in jail for whatever was done. People informed on him, people snitched on him, and he was in danger of the judge throwing him in jail. And he didn't know what to do. So someone told him, the only answer is to go speak to the emperor himself. Go speak to the king, go speak to the emperor himself. He's a very kind, benevolent ruler. If you speak to him and he hears your side of the story, he'll be able to help you. He says, how am I going to speak to the emperor? Emperor's in a palace. I have no connections, no way to get there, no way to get in. I have no ins with the emperor. How am I going to speak to him? I have no connections. No protection. How am I going to speak to the emperor? So they told him, you should know that the emperor sometimes travels around. He disguises himself incognito. He travels around. And as he travels around, he likes to listen to what people have to say and get a feel for the way people see him. People see the kingdom. People see the government. And he makes decisions based on how what he hears from the people. Be on the lookout. Maybe the emperor will be around and he'll be able to speak to him. And he says, okay. And every day he's looking around. Is the emperor in town? Here, there. Did he come by? Is he here? And he doesn't see the emperor. One day they told him, you missed your chance. Yesterday the emperor was here in town and he passed by your house. You missed your chance. If you would have been watching, you would have seen him. You would have known the emperor passed right by your house. And the nimshel is obvious. Hashem comes to us. It comes Rosh Hashanah time, it comes in Kippur, it comes Sukkot. Hashem comes to us. The Ushpizin come to us. We don't always see them. We don't always realize that they're there. But the Ushpizin come. They come to the Sukkah. There are many stories about people that was zaycheh to see the Ushpizin. The Ushpizin do come. A person that stands in the Sukkah, it's a makom together with the Shechina, it's a place together with the Ushpizin and Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. A person has a chance to mispalo. A person has a chance to work on his ruchnius, on his kedusha. It's a special time of year. Don't let the emperor come. Don't let the Shechina come and push it away. I missed it. I didn't see the Shechina. A person goes in with the right attitude into the Sukkah, the proper kavanas, proper ideas, then a person is zeicher to feel the kedusha of the Sukkah. Okay. Sukkah, they say, is one of the mitzvahs a person does with his whole guf, with his whole body. A person does a Sukkah with the whole guf. It's not a mitzvah, the hand does, tefillin, you put on the hand, put tefillin on the head. The ulav, you take in your hands. Sukkah is the whole body. The whole body does the mitzvah of Sukkah. You walk into the Sukkah, it's the whole guf. The whole body is involved in a mitzvah. But if the whole body is in the sukkah, the whole body is inside. The whole body is inside the sukkah. It's not just a mitzvah on the hand, on the head. It's a mitzvah on the whole. It's a mitzvah on the whole guf. The whole body is involved in the mitzvah of sukkah. It's a mitzvah that elevates the whole guf. So has a lot of kedusha. Use the sukkah the right way, especially a person treats the sukkah properly, learning the sukkah, daven properly, benching the sukkah properly. A person can be zeicher to a lot from the kedusha of the sukkah. We'll end up with a story. Okay, one story. Chassidish and Ma'aseh call it, but I think it's a nice story. If you know the story, good. No, it's not, I don't know. I like to say all sukkah stories. So. In Luzhensk, Rebbe Belamelech, it was one day Sukkot, and right before Hallel, everybody takes out the love and the esrogim, Rebbe Melech starts sniffing around, smelling. And before he starts Hallel, and the Olam's wondering, why is he smelling? What is he looking for? Finally he starts Hallel. After Hallel's over, he calls over his brother Reb Zisha, and he says to him, don't you smell the Reich Gan Eden? Don't you smell the smell of Gan Eden? And Reb Zisha says, yeah, Taka smells from Gan Eden. And Melech says, Reb Zisha, we have to find out whose Esrig has the Reich Gan Eden. Whose Esrig smells with the smell of Gan Eden. And they start walking around the shul, trying to find out whose Esrig has a smell of Gan Eden. Reb Uri Mistaresk was standing in the back, and they stop by his Esrig, and they say, smells of the smell of Gan Eden. So they ask him, tell us the story of Yasrik. This Esrik is not a posh Esrik. Tell us the story of Yasrik. What mitzvah, what happened with the Esrik? So Buri told them that ordinarily he's home for Sukkot. He wouldn't have been in Lejens for Sukkot. Every year what he does is, he doesn't earn much money. His wife cooks, she's a cook, he's a melamed, doesn't earn much money. He saves up his money. And every year before Sukkot, half the money he has goes to Tzarech Yom Tiv, and the other half he saves to buy Shane a nice Esrik. And he goes every year to the big city to go buy a nice lulav over a nice esrig. He was on the way to buy his lulav and his esrig, and he stopped at Davin Mincha, and while he's Davin Mincha, he hears a person crying, screaming. After Mincha is over, he sees this man screaming, and he asks him, what's the matter? Why are you crying for? What happened? And the man says, I'm a Baal HaGola. I have a wagon, and my horse just died. Without the horse, I can't have any parnasa. I don't have any parnasa. The horse just died, and I need a horse. And somebody just offered to sell me a horse. Do me a favor. Instead of 80 rubles, sell it to me for 50 rubles. But he says, they're worried 50 rubles. I don't have 50 pence. I don't have 50 pennies. I don't have anything at all. How am I going to buy a horse for 50 rubles? So the Buri said, I took the 50 rubles I saved for the Esrig, and I gave it to the Baal HaGola to buy his horse, and I had 5 rubles left over. And with the 5 rubles that I had left over, I went to the city, I bought myself this Esrig, it's not as nice as I usually have, I'm a little embarrassed of it, it's not a shame, the Esrig, and I came back home, and I said to my wife, I'm a little embarrassed to go to shul here in the town with this Esrig, because everyone knows that I buy a nice Esrig every year, and I'm walking with this 5 ruble Esrig. So we decided that I'll go away for Sukkot, I'll go to Lezhensk, nobody knows me here, and I'll come with my Esrig here in Lezhensk, and nobody knows me, I'll have this Esrig. So the Rebbe Melech tells him, that's your side of the story. Let me tell you what happened afterwards. Let me tell you the second part two of the story. He says, after you left, and you saw, and you gave him the 50 rubles for the horse, the Baal HaGola bought the horse. The Baal HaGola, he didn't know too much. Can't read too much, doesn't know too much, Moshen Kaidish. The Baal HaGola wanted to thank Hashem for the great chesed that Hashem did, that he sent him a horse. So Baal HaGola thought to himself, how can I thank Hashem? How can I thank Hashem? Baal HaGola gets the horse, and Baal HaGola has his whip, and he hits the horse. Baal HaGola takes his whip, and he snaps it 3 times in the air. There's a crack in the air. A second time, the whip cracks in the air, and the third is Rabbanu Shalom, I thank you for the great chesed that you did. Snaps the whip once, again, 3 times. That was his thank you to Hashem. Says Rabbi Melech, in Shemayim, part 3 of the story. What was happening in Shemayim? At that time in Shemayim, there was a big wagon load of mitzvahs that Yidden did, that was trying to go through all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod. And the Satan was standing in the way, and not letting the wagon load with the mitzvahs go through. The Satan was standing, and he brought a wagon load, he brought a whole peckle of Averis, and he built a wall of Averis, blocking the mitzvahs from going through. And Melech says, I knew about this, the position knew about it, and the Badishan, the Rabbis knew about it. And we all misspiled together to try to break through the wall the Sultan put up to prevent the wagon of the mitzvahs from going through. And the way they say the story, the Badishan was pushing the wagon from the back, trying to push the wagon through, and we weren't having any Hatzlacha at all. Suddenly, the Malach Michal comes with a horse, and we hear 3 cracks of the whip. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Hashem. 1, 2, 3. And with those cracks of the whip, the horse comes and takes the wagon of mitzvahs and pulls it right through the wall, knocks down the Averis, and the wagon goes right through with the mitzvahs, straight to the Kisei HaKavod, and Klal Yisrael was judged to have a good year. That's what happened. Okay, that's the story itself. Chassidus Shemaisa, good. But what's the point of the story? A person never knows. A person can think he's doing a mitzvah A, B, we don't know what's important. The person doesn't know what's important. The person doesn't know the effect of what he does. But it's something big, something small. People always think I have to do something big, something small. Small things count, small things matter. Whatever a person does with Shem Shemayim has chashim. So we take the Ruvan Esrig, do it with Shem the Mitzvah. Kavona, the Sarah Shar Shavaida brings down what Kavona should a person have when he holds the Ruvan Esrig. Simple Kavona. Just to bring pleasure to Hashem. It's a mitzvah to do it. I'm bringing pleasure to Hashem by holding the rule of in the Esrik. Bring a nachas ruach. Do the mitzvahs. Have the right kavana. Do the mitzvah. I'm doing it to serve Hashem. And this way, the mitzvah goes a long way. The person becomes better. The person improves himself. And a person becomes elevated from the time of Shani and Kippur, Sukkis, and the kunsis to carry it through the whole year. Rishon lechashben avodas, which aveira, which direction is a person headed in? Take the kedusha, remember the kedusha, and before a person falls, remember the first aveira that he does. That's the direction that he's headed. We should all be zeicha to a yomtiv of ruchnius and gashmius, and we should all be zeicha to use our time wisely. And mitzvah shem, we should be zeicha. The same shem came here. Amen.